Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day, for we know that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that your people are people that are unique, that are people that are peculiar people, Father God. We decree and declare healing, Father God, even over the sick and shut-in, Father God. We decree, Father God, a lifting up, Father God, even of your people. And we decree and declare increase, Father God, over our children. We decree and declare increase, Father God, over our elders, Father God. We decree and declare increase, Father God, even over our accounts, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing even inside of our marriages, Father God. We decree and declare healing, Father God, even in relationships, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for mending the brokenhearted, Father God. We decree and declare that we are the head and not the tail, Father God, above and not below, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that this day we shall be the healed of the Lord, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for shewing your right arm of deliverance, Father God, even upon our lives, Father God. We lift up even our president, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we shall be a nation of believers, Father God, a nation that treads and fears after you, Father God. We thank you, oh Lord, for what you're doing, Father God, even in the hearts of men. Father God, we decree and declare that you create inside of us a clean heart, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over our children, Father God, and over their lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the purpose, Father God, that you've instilled on them, Father God, and instilled in them, Father God. We thank you even now for the plans, Father God, that you have to prosper us, Father God. We decree and declare prosperity. We decree and declare provision. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare healing. We decree and declare healing, Father God, right now, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over our bodies. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, over our loved ones, and we thank you now. Oh, shit, KTBC. Prophetess Naomi, let's open up the prophetic line and start.
Oh, Father God, we bless your name, and we thank you on this day, this morning, Father God, that you have made, Father God. You know the day before we know the day, Father God, and we thank you for the strength the strength, Father God, that shall overcome us, Father God, even in this hour, to accomplish the things that we need be, Father God. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father God. We thank you for touching them and healing them and restoring their minds, Father God, and even a shot of rejuvenation in the word, Father God. We thank you, God, for the families, God, that are mourning in this season, that you're just blessing them and you're holding them and you're embracing them, Father God, showing them even, Father God, this too shall pass, for this is a season and this season shall pass too, Father God. We thank you, God, even for the children even in the industry, I stand for them, that people will be rebuked. They're rebuked in the name of Jesus who tried to come and take and turn, Father God. Cover them in their gifts in this season, Father God. We're giving your name all always the praise, and thank you for the body again, Father God. We give your name always the praise, for we love you, honor, and we serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come together in agreement once again. Thank you for your favor and direction, Lord God, and thank you for your protection. Thank you for your mercy and grace, Lord God. Thank you for the forgiveness that we have in you. Thank you for the healing and wholeness that we have in you as well, Father God, and that you remember us, that you have not forgotten us, Lord God, and not one of your words fall to the ground, Lord God. Continue to open our eyes to see your plan for good that you have for us, Lord God, and continue to move forward in obedience and your will and purpose for our lives, each one of us. Let your angels of protection be around each one of us and our family members as well, Lord God. Let there be restoration in relationships, Father, and bring fresh clarity of your plans and purpose that you are moving us into, in our personal lives and even with our families, Lord God. Help us to guard our hearts and minds as well. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Beloved people, God, even so, Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise and worship and adoration, Father, for your blood, my God, that cover our lives, my God, your blood that has bought us, your love that has sought us, your grace through faith that has brought us to the fold. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're still a great shepherd that watches over us all. We thank you for your blessed Holy Spirit and your anointing that rests upon the lives of us and your people, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your righteousness that exalts a nation. Even, Lord, the nation of America. Lord, even the nation, Father, of the world. And it's, my God, as leaders, Father, we bring them all before you. Especially, Father, the spiritual leaders of this house. In the name of Jesus, Father, that your anointing will just saturate the lives of, Lord, every leader, Father, both far and near, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the outpouring of your Spirit, my God, even in these last days, Father, that revelation will come forth, my God, visions, and your great provision, Father, for the globalization, Father, every situation, Father, that is presented before you, even the prayer request that is coming for your throne of grace, even this night, that your angels are descending and ascending, my God, taking every prayer request to your throne of grace tonight, unhindered, Father. We thank you for the open heaven, Father, that we can enjoy, my God, because, Father, Lord, the devourer is rebuked and your name is being glorified. We thank you, Father, for being our frontward and rearward. We thank you for the families that you're touching, even the mothers, Father. Lord, even the mother of this house, my God, you're strengthening the ankle bones and strengthening the feeble knees, strengthening the hands that hang down. We thank you for your healing virtue that is flowing, my God, in miraculous way, Father. Healing the broken in the heart, my God. Healing those who need a touch from you, Father. Even this night, we decree healing, which is the children's bread, my God. And you are a healer because you were wounded, Lord Jesus, for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of your peace was upon us, but with your stripes we are healed. And we decree and declare, Father, let God arise and let all enemies be scattered, Father, east, west, north, and south. And let your name be glorified and exalted on high. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. We give special thanks, Lord, just for, Lord, the education, Lord, that you continue to to soak us in, Father, to pour over us, Lord, through the teachings and the diligence and the oversight of Mass Prophet Ibnah Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for their lives. Lord, we thank you for their families' lives. Lord, we thank you for the ministry, Father, Lord, that it continue to flourish, Lord, near and wide, Lord, abroad and at home, Lord, internationally, Lord. We thank you for the power of the ministry, Lord. We thank you for all that has been done to get to this point, Father. Lord, we just pray over all that are on this phone call today, Lord. Let their travels be protected, Father, as they go to and from work, Father, as they pick up their families, Father, Lord, as they put themselves in what might be a risky situation for someone else that is not covered with the blood, but, Lord, because of your stripes, Lord, because of your sacrifice, Father, Lord, we know that through the calling of your Son and our Father, Christ, Lord, that we are protected and made whole, Lord. We thank you for, Lord, those that have been ill, that they are ill no more. We pray a recovery over all vital parts of their body, Father, over all vital parts of their mind and their spirit, Father. We just speak a wholeness and a healing over all that is on this call, Father. Let every cold that might have been caught be dropped off. Let every cancer that might have tried to infect ourselves, Lord, be destroyed in this season, Lord. And we thank you for an increase, Lord, in exercise on everybody's behalf, Lord, because we know that this is a kingdom, a temple, Father, that you have given us, Lord, and we shall respect it, Father. And lastly, we just thank you for education, Lord, educational school systems, Father, that our children are going to in this day and age, Father. Lord, the college systems that we attend, Father, the postgraduate systems that we attend, Father. Lord, let the investment that we make in our mind be multiplied so many folds, Father. Let us be able to take care of our family financially, Lord, and also educate the next generation in more and more of the history, Lord, the scripture, Lord, our cultural histories, Father, Lord, so that we can build up strong communities for today and the future to come. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. And dearly, Father, Lord God, we thank you for life. Lord, we thank you for your will to be done in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we pray this morning, Lord God, that you would continue to have your way. Lord God, we thank you that you would continue to seek us, seek each and every one of us, in spite of, Lord God. We thank you for the victory in advance over all things, Lord God, that we are concerned about. But I pray that our faith be stretched and be stronger than our fears, Lord God. As we move into this new season, this new space in our lives, Lord God, continue to make yourself available to us. Lord, I pray that everything that you're birthing into this season comes into fruition, comes into manifestation, that every prophetic word spoken over our lives concerning health and finances and, Lord God, and advancement and promotion, Lord God, that it comes to pass, Lord God. We pray for our children, our families, Lord God, those near and far. We thank you now in advance for their protection and for the angels that are always on assignment over our lives, Lord God. Increase us like never before, that we may continue to fulfill your will and do your will here on earth. We thank you for our leaders and our shepherds, in your mighty precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We want to thank you all, and we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan and continuing to help to lead them and to lead us, God, in the will that you have for us, oh God. And we thank you for all the leaders all over the world. Continue to give them strength and wisdom and knowledge, oh God. Continue, God, to keep them to stand, God, into your will, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for your healing power, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing us and healing all the sick, the shedding, to continue to come. comfort them and wrap your arms around them, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, because truly you are our refuge in the time of trouble, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, to continue to wrap your arms around those who mourn, God, for their loved ones and their ones that they have lost, God, or on the other side, God, which one day we all got to step on the other side. But we want to thank you, God, for comforting them and leading them and guiding them, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for all authority all over the world, oh God, all over your globe, oh God. Help them, God, let it be your way and not their way, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, continue to put your healing hands on all those that maybe have sinus problem, asthma, breathing problem, God, for you are our breath, oh God, and continue to help them to breathe and where they can continue to do as you would have them to do. Give them health, God. Heal them, oh God, right here, right now, oh God. You know who they are, oh God. And those out there who seeking help, need help, don't know where to, how to get it, oh God, help them, God. You know the way for them, oh God. And help them, God, the ones that don't know you, to just repent their sins, oh God, and give their hearts and minds to you, oh God. And God, we want to give you our honor and praise, oh God, and glory. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for what you're doing, Father God, inside of your life, inside of our lives, inside of the lives of your people, and in the body of Christ, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our leaders, Father God, touching each and every leader, Father God, touching our spiritual leaders, Father God, touching our political leaders, Father God, and our public servants, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and right now we want to lift up each and every teacher, Father God, each and every educator, Father God. We want to lift up each and every officer of the law, Father God, even the foreigners, Father God, and the strangers. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for touching their lives, Father God, and touching their families' lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you may show your hand of mercy and show your grace, Father God, even upon their lives, Father God. We lift up even those that are sick and shut in, Father God, and we ask that you grant them peace, Father God, and grant them healing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even for those that are grieving and mourning, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing even inside of their lives, Father God, and granting them a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching even those that are mourning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you'll turn their mourning into joy, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for divine healing, Father God, because we know that your word says that by your word that we've been healed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of the lives of the youth, Father God, and the young men and the young women, Father God, that they may go out and preach the good news and preach the gospel, Father God, that they can preach of a Savior, Father God, that died and resurrected in 3 days, Father God, such that we can have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. Right now, we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even over the elderly, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching them, Father God, as you strengthen their bodies and strengthen their minds, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for their contribution, Father God, and we ask that you restore unto them the years of their youth, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for new strength, Father God, that you're granting even your people. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, even settling matters of the heart, Father God. We thank you for granting peace, Father God, even in the hearts of your people, Father God, and even in the hearts of family members, Father God. We thank you, and we lift up even the fivefold ministry, Father God, and we want to lift up even the prophets, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up even your mouthpiece, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of their lives, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, right now, even over marriages and over relationships, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for canceling divorce, Father God. And we plead the blood of Jesus, Father God, even now, Father God, even over our speech, Father God, the things that we say, Father God. May we be like a deer, Father God, panteth after the water, such as the deer panteth after the water, Father God. May our hearts pant after you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we'll be so careful to give you all of the praise, give you all of the glory, give you all of the honor, Father God. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, everlasting peace, love, and kindness, Father God, that you abound to us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, above all, for your patience, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for doing it, Father God, for us again, Father God. Thank you, Father God. In the mighty, masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for energizing your body. We thank you, Father God, for all of those who are coming together who are saying that I am here to do my Father's business, Father God. We thank you for your will and your way. We thank you, Father God, for the season and the work and the miracles that we're walking in. We thank you, Father God, for the healing and the restoration. We thank you in advance for all of the testimonies that will come from your people, the people who have believed in you, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you're bringing us through and you're delivering us from, Lord God. We thank you for the protecting and shielding and restoring the sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing the hearts of those who are grieving, Father God. We thank you for those who have lost loved ones, Father God. And we pray that the brutality that your believers and that your people are going through shall cease, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for bringing down the powers and principalities, Lord God. We thank you for making us over, Lord God. We thank you for creating that space for us to worship, Father God. We thank you for drawing us back to you, Lord God. We thank you for abiding in us, Father God, as we abided in you, Lord God. We thank you for all of the things that you're bringing forth, Father God. We shall not forsake the assembly of ourselves, Father God, and coming forth to give you all the honor, to give you all the glory, and to give you all the praise, Father God. And we just thank you in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, darling, grace.
Hallelujah, Father, and we bless you. For this is the day that you've made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. We thank you, Lord, that you dwell in a high holy place. And you also dwell, Lord God, with those that are of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite. Thank you, Lord God, that you heal the minds and the hearts of your people, those that have been traumatized and broken, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that your power to heal begin to manifest even in the area of our brokenness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare restoration. We decree and declare healing and deliverance even now. Lord God, every stronghold of the enemy, we destroy it even now. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that the strongholds are pulled down, strongholds of lack and fear and trauma, strongholds, Lord God, of every yoke of bondage that will prevail in the lives of your people. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, for health, healing, and wholeness and divine repair. We thank you, Lord God, that you heal us in the area of finance, heal us in the area of career, heal us in the area of credit. Heal us in the area, Lord God, of relationship. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power that's present to heal even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, those that are struggling, Lord God, over grief and loss, those that are plagued by brokenheartedness, Lord God, we pray for them even now, Lord God. Let your power comfort them, Lord, even now. Touch them where they're hurting, Lord. Touch them where no one can touch them, Lord God. Let your spirit just prevail and begin to move in those areas, Lord God, where they're just broken and hurting, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we thank you for prophecology. We thank you, Lord God, as you're preparing a feast for the prophets. We thank you, Lord God, for the glorious time you're preparing for us. We thank you that your power is going to be waiting for us as we even enter into the hotel, God. We'll feel your presence, and we thank you in the name of Jesus, and we bless you. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line, even now. Father God, we thank you for our loved ones and our family, even now. We thank you for our elders and our children. We thank you for divine peace, even now, Father God. Father, touch our hearts, touch our minds, touch our spirits, even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to show forth your love, agape love, the agape love, Father God. Father, let the your protective angels begin to go ahead and travel with us. Father, thank you for traveling mercies as we come and as we go, even now, Father God. Father God, give us divine healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, even now, Father God. Order our steps in your will, Father God, even now. Father God, we thank you for divine peace even now. Allow peace to reign in our homes, in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits, Father God. Give us peace of mind even now, Father God. Father God, begin to go ahead and we thank you for the favor even now. In your mighty name we pray. I love you to life and thank you for life. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this magnificent day. We thank you for allowing us to be who we are. We thank you, God, because you are the God of all. You are the God of our understanding. You are the God that gives us life. You are the God that heals us, God. And we thank you, God, for even having us to decree and declare the blood of Jesus over any situation in any area of our life. We declare the blood of Jesus over our finances. We declare the blood of Jesus over our household. We declare the blood of Jesus over our children. We declare the blood of Jesus in every area of our life. Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I thank you right now. As your word said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise should continue to be in my mouth. I thank you, Father God, that in this hour that you will cause a thunder anointing upon your people. Let there be a 360-degree turnaround in the lives of your people right now. And I decree, Shundo! Shundo, in the lives of your people, God. Let there be a shundo in their family. Let there be a shundo in their, hallelujah, in their finances right now. Let there be a shundo in their love. Let there be a shundo in their peace. Let there be a shundo in their joy. Let there be a shundo in their healing anointing. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I decree and I declare miracles and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be a shundo in contract. Let there be a shundo in the justice situation. In the name of Jesus, I call for Raquel, the archangel, right now to go and intervene right now on our behalf right now where there's been injustice right now. I decree it, I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. I call for Michael, the archangel, right now to begin to do warfare on our behalf. Right now in the name of Jesus, I call for Jehovah Rapha, hallelujah, the Lord our healer, to bring healing and deliverance to every sick body right now. In the name of Jesus right now, I call for Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, to begin to provide in areas in our life. Hallelujah. What we can't do. Hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, you do it now. In the name of Jesus, I call for Jehovah Shalom, the God our peace. Lord Jesus, be our peacemaker. Be our peacemaker right now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree, we declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people right now. In the name of Jesus, God, lift us up, God. Lift us up, God. Lift us, God. Hallelujah. Lift us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. In Jesus' name. And I plead your blood over your people right now. I plead it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover us with your blood, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Father. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Father, we thank you, Lord, for great and mighty are thy Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, because as we speak your word and power and strength, Father, Father, we say, move, move as if only you can move in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that the angel will go forth and make war with those that make war with us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. God, you do the work, Father. In the name of Jesus right now, Father. And Father, we stand because, Father, we know that we have already been made victorious. Therefore, Father, we choose to give your name the praise and the thanks and the honor. And we choose to say, Lord, let thy will be done. Nevertheless, Father, not our will, but Father, let thy holy, sacred will be done in and through through us. And Father, we'll be so tempted to give your name the glory, the praise, and the thanks. Now, Father, I pray for every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. Grant them and give them divine provision, Father. Lead them and guide them. Father, you know they're standing in the need of, Father. And Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You're answering every one of their prayers, Father. The secret thing that they have not even shared, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. You're working at that, Father. Touch their family, touch their lives, touch their work. What caused this week, Father, to be a week of great revenue? Cause this week to be a week of great provision in your precious name right now, Father. We thank you for healing. We thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for a fresh anointing that you're pouring out on us, Father. And Father, we stand here even on this prophetic midnight call, Father. Father, we say, fill our cup, Father. Fill our cup so that it may run over, Father, so that we may share this same anointing that you have given unto us, Father. Cause us to impart it unto others, Father. And Father, we give your name the praise, the thanks, and the honor now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. We'll prop this then. We're going to release the call so that you can take it over. Thank you once again, family. Don't forget about prophecology because God is moving. Peace. I love you to life. Naomi.
Bless you, Pastor. Amen, amen. And thank you so much, Pastor Deborah. Thank you for this standing with our midnight prayer call. We'll let everyone know that we will be back here at 11:55. We will be back here at 11:55 p.m. for our midnight prayer call once again. Also join us at 9 a.m. with the Company of Prophets and our Archbishop, the Master Prophet. If you have not looked at your emails, check your emails, special message from our Archbishop, the Master Prophet, and updates too, because we're coming down to the wire, close to prophecology. Is there any other announcements from any other Company of Prophets? Amen. And also you can join us back here at 12 noon for, I believe it's Theocracy Thursday with Prophet Joshua Jordan for Theocracy Thursday, and that is going to be at 12 noon right after our 9 a.m. call. All right, I'm going to say good night and God bless. And sweet dreams and good morning to some.
Amen.
Amen. Have a wonderful day. God bless.
Thank you.